Hi, Doug. How are you?
Fine, Mr. President. Yeah, I just I left word with you what was going on last night with Jack and
Wait a minute, Jack. Jack would
spoke to me and said you were concerned about the possibility this thing might not work and the possibility of British devaluation and all that sort of thing. I want to talk to you about that, but I don't think there's any chance at all that it won't work at this time.
Well, that's reassuring.
And the real reason for this crisis is that everybody on the continent and in England themselves, the financial people, felt that the British should have taken some sort of monetary action sooner. And when they did not take it last Thursday, everything blew up. And now that they are taking it, I'm sure that this will feel very confident this will do the trick at this time.
That's
I think the long, there is a very real problem in the longer range that I very much doubt if the British government will want to do this thing a fourth time. So that if their longer range measures that they are now trying to accomplish don't work, and there is another crisis in Sterling one of these days, which a year, 2 years, 3 years from now, this one is 3 years from the last one. Usually they happen about 2 year spells before that. Then I think that time there may be a very real danger that they will say, well, we've tried this long enough, and maybe devaluation is the only answer. And if they do that, it'll be difficult. The main thing will be to see if they don't devalue too much. But I don't think that's an immediate thing at all. I think that they're on this track, and I think it'll work if it's done.
That's good. Well, he had some apprehensions about the what could come, and I was exploring what might conceivable faces. And this is one of the things he mentioned. I told him I thought he ought to sit down and talk to you about it, and you all try to get together and explore any potential things that confront us that you could envision.
That's right. Well, when Eric Rowell was here on Thursday after I talked with you, we arranged for him to talk at length with both Gardner Ackley and George Paul and Griff Johnson, which he did. I don't think Dean Rusk knew that there'd been that. I don't think George had told him that there'd been that conversation, but they had that. And Rowell did not go home as he was expected. He was stopped by Wilson in New York on Thursday night and sent her on Friday. Yeah, Thursday night sent back here, and Friday night. I sent back here, and he talked to me again yesterday. What Wilson was desperately trying to do, which can't be done, was still trying to get us to raise our discount rate before he was, or at the same time he did his, so he could blame us for doing it for inferior domestic British political reasons. And that's not only bad for us, but I think it's bad for him and the world. They ought to do this thing because right thing for them to do. So Rowell didn't really agree with his instructions, but he carried them out as best he could. I have Gardner Ackley coming here this morning to talk with Bob Rosa and myself at greater length about our own domestic problems as to how to mitigate them, depending on the action of the Federal Reserve here on Monday.
Gardner said something to me that I want you to give some thought to and see what you think's the best way out of it. As I remembered, I cabled Wilson and said that after conferring with our people and the Fed, that they saw no domestic reason for our taking this action.
Right.
Now, in this proposed statement that he's going to issue Monday when he raises it, he's going to say that this is in part, emphasize, capitalize in part due to international reasons.
Yeah. No, I don't know who told you that, but that's not accurate.
Gardner told me that.
Well, it's wrong. It's just too many, going through too many people. They were going to say that this is due to international reasons, or they don't say that. They're going to say it's primarily due.
Well, primarily, that's it. That word is primarily.
Yeah.
And I think that would kind of imply that what I said wasn't correct. I don't know why he says primarily. And hell,
we can get the primarily taken out. There's no, we had Martin over here yesterday, and there's no, they haven't written it yet or anything, and there's no real, he didn't have to stress that at all. They stressed the fact that they're going to mention not only the British action, but a number of other Swedish and the Belgians have also raised their rates recently. And center it totally in on foreign action, but we can get them to take that word primarily out, particularly if you feel that way, we'll make sure that it's out.
I would get it out, and I'd try to imply, if I could, it's temporary any way I could.
Yeah, well, they're going to...
That'll be corrected as soon as we can.
Yeah. Well, whether they'll do that, I don't know, but it's tied into the British thing, and the high rates over there, as soon as they go up, there's no reason for it either.
Well, you stay on it, and now let me get the scenario here. Exactly how is this going to happen? Are they going to announce when?
They're going to. They weren't quite. The role wasn't not quite certain of the exact hour, but either 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, London time. Point being that they want to make the announcement before there's any trading. So
what time is that here?
Well, it's the middle of the night.
12 o'clock, some 6 hours.
It's not that, it's
3 o'clock.
5 hours earlier, it's either
3 or 4 o'clock.
Or
what?
It's 5 hours earlier, so if they do it at 9 o'clock, it would be
4 o'clock.
It's 4 o'clock. If they do it at 10 o'clock, it'd be 5 o'clock.
Now, when do we announce it?
Any action of ours will be announced after the close of business here, which would be at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Won't everybody anticipate what we'll do?
I think that everybody will be sort of expecting and watching, and there may be, there probably will be a leak of from New York of the fact that there is a special meeting has been called of the Board of Directors of the New York Federal Reserve Bank at 2 o'clock on Monday. And when that meeting takes place, I assume that maybe reporters will see the members going in, and if they know there is a meeting, they won't say what they did, but there may be a certain amount of speculation at that time. But they never, they don't, can't make these announcements middle of trading, because it either has to be before trading starts or after it closes, so they'll make their announcement, actually release it to the press at 3:30 for public announcement at 4. On Monday here.
All right, now when will I talk to you again? When will be the next time that you'll have something that I need to know?
Well, I'm having this meeting with Gardner. I don't think anything particular will come out of that, but if it does, we can call you after that if it's convenient for you. Otherwise, I would think that the first time is would be Monday morning to report on how the exchange markets have taken the British action, the exchange markets abroad.
They're going.
Well, our Federal Reserve in New York will be fully staffed at 4 o'clock in the morning or 3 o'clock in the morning, Monday morning, and we do work cooperatively with the British and with the other central banks, so I'm sure there'll be no bad effects on us during the day of Monday before there's any action.
So, they go from 5 to 7 and 9 in the morning.
Yes.
At 4 tomorrow, we go from what, 4 to 4 and a half?
No, from 3 and a half to 4.
3 and a half to 4.
And the big job from that we've got to do or try to do is to keep that action here from spreading beyond the short-term money area where it tends to have its effect. And so that will be a job. We were successful when we went up a year and a half ago, and it's harder to be successful now because we're at a higher level, but I think we will have a reasonable amount of success. The key thing here really is the question whether the banks, the commercial banks, will try to use this as a reason to raise their so-called prime rate, which is 4.5%. Martin thinks that they won't be able to do it, won't be able to get away with it. So there's one more action that's being taken by the Fed tomorrow at the same time as they do this, and that is a modification of Regulation Q, which limits the amount of interest that banks can pay on time and savings deposits. And that is presently 4% for any deposit over 3 months. 3 months are over, and they're going to raise that to 4.5%. And the effect of that will be that all of the savings deposits, the time deposits in the banks will be more competitive with the euro-dollar rates, and also will mean the banks will be paying out more interest. So just by raising their own, anything they do themselves, they won't be necessarily profiting themselves.
Do you think we can hold the commercial banks, or do you think they'll come up?
What we are thinking of doing is one of the problems that there's been a good deal of discussion about over the last few years is the, and I think the banks are aware of this, it's been mentioned in the Congress, is the question of collusion, antitrust, of all the banks operating sort of at once. One fellow makes a change and everybody does it in 5 minutes. I think we can arrange to have some appropriate noises made by various people in Congress. We thought of Paul Douglas for one, which would make the bank think twice about that sort of an argument. And there are some of them that would like very much, I'm sure, to increase their prime rate. There are some very good financial and economic reasons why it's doubtful if the increase would stick, because the long-term rates are very clearly not going to go up as much as anywhere near the 5%, which would be a 0.5% increase in prime rate. So it's a very real chance that Martin personal belief is that they can't make any change stick, and he thinks the result is, best opinion is, they won't try, but he says he can't guarantee this. One of them or another of them may not try.
I'll be gone till about 5 o'clock your time, 4:30.
Tomorrow?
No, today.
Yeah.
I'm going to memorial service. I was just thinking about you're talking about Ackley.
Yeah.
I'm going to memorial service for the president at 2 o'clock. That's 1 your time, and I'll be gone till about 4 or 5. Then I'll be in and out, but maybe tomorrow morning after you get up and take a look at it, say 10 o'clock your time or something, 11, you might place a call and let me answer it when I get back in.
I'll do that.
I feel mighty comfortable with you up there. And
We're working at this hard. So we'll be busy the next few days seeing about these repercussions, but we're doing everything we can.
Okay, bye.